At least 51 people, including 40 civilians and 11 military personnel, were killed in Indian cross-border strikes in Azad Kashmir, Pakistan's military said, calling the attacks unprovoked and reprehensible. The casualties occurred during a military escalation on the night of 6 and 7 May. Pakistan's Inter-Services Public Relations, ISPR, accused Indian forces of deliberately targeting residential areas, including women, children, and the elderly. These barbaric strikes resulted in the martyrdom of 40 civilians, among them 7 women and 15 children, the ISPR said. At least 121 others were injured, including 10 women and 27 children. The ISPR said 11 personnel of the Pakistan Armed Forces were also killed in action while defending the region. 78 others were wounded. In response, Pakistani forces launched retaliatory strikes under Operation Bunyan-e-Marsouz, which ISPR described as precise and notch-up retributive strikes conducted under the wider Marka-e-Haq operation. The armed forces mounted a resolute response, delivering precise and measured retaliation, the statement added. The military released the names of the fallen personnel, who included Air Force and ground unit members. Naik Abdul Rahman, Lance Naik Dilawar Khan, Lance Naik Ikramullah, Naik Walker Khalid, Sepoy Muhammad Adil Akbar, Sepoy Nisar, Squadron Leader Usman Yusuf, Chief Technician Aurangzeb, Senior Technician Najib, Corporal Technician Najib, Corporal Technician Farouk, and Senior Technician Mubashir. Their noble sacrifice is an enduring symbol of courage, devotion, and unwavering patriotism, etched forever in the nation's memory, ISPR said. The statement continued, "The armed forces, together with the people of Pakistan, pay solemn tribute to the martyred civilians and military personnel, and offer heartfelt prayers for the swift recovery of the injured." It concluded with a warning, stating that any attempt to challenge Pakistan's sovereignty shall be met with a swift, full-spectrum, and decisive response, inshallah. Earlier, senior military officials from Pakistan and India on Monday held their first round of talks through a hotline and agreed to maintain the ceasefire agreed on Saturday after the 5-day war. As part of the ceasefire deal, brokered by the United States, Director General Military Operations, DGMO, of Pakistan Major General Kashif Abdullah, and his Indian counterpart Lieutenant General Rajiv Gai spoke to each other. Issues related to continuing the commitment that both sides must not fire a single shot or initiate any aggressive and inimical action against each other were discussed, the Indian Army said. It was also agreed that both sides consider immediate measures to ensure troop reduction from the borders and forward areas, it added.